jokes. Blonde jokes.
Hey guys, I'm Casey.
I'm Heidi.
Together we're
the Blonde Jokes.
This is our podcast.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Women on women.
Wow.
On that note, did you see Joker? I know you did.
Yeah.
I finally saw it too.
You did? Did you cry?
I did.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that movie?
I don't know. I don't know if I can say that I enjoyed it. Because it was a hard experience to go through.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's masochistic of me.
Mm-mm.
But it's like, it was so painful to watch that I appreciate it so much. I walked out and I was like, I won't do that again. And I've been wanting to go watch it again.
The reason that I wanted to talk about the movie today, kind of the overarching theme for this podcast, was this idea of passing judgment on the externals of a person, or the idea about what mental illness is, or the idea about what normal looks like, or and I would say this happens on both sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. So Sharon Stone is Drop Dead Gorgeous in 61, I'm sorry.
Right.
She did a cover story in Allure magazine, and I'm gonna read this to you. And I feel like this relates directly back to part of the messaging in Joker, so I think it's interesting for us to talk about. So over the years, the actress has had plenty of time to reflect on what beauty means to her and has realized that people don't always respond to attractive women in the nicest way. People are incredibly unkind. They think if you're beautiful, you must be stupid. You must be shallow. If you're beautiful, we should make you feel small or less. Every person has gifts, and if beauty is one of them, we should accept it and enjoy it as a gift from nature. If someone's beautiful, for God's sake, let them be beautiful, she said.
I actually have been thinking about this a lot lately. I cannot talk about it to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, I'm checking myself and being like, okay, I'm in a position that is getting hostility because it's seen as such a strength and therefore such a threat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is interesting to walk through the world. And I guess what I was noticing and really realizing for the first time was that I have been treated throughout my life in reaction to that. So whatever either triggers people or excites people about that, mm-hmm, is how they've been treating me.
Telling someone that they're not allowed to be self-conscious about the reaction to a label that they're given,
yeah,
is telling them that their experience isn't, yeah, valid, and it's also telling them it creates a construct where you have no room to complain. This stuff is happening to you because people are attracted to whatever you are.
Yeah.
So you should just put up with it because it's part of it's the only bad thing you have to deal with because you've got everything else going for you.
Right.
So, okay, fine. You can't go to a meeting without being felt up, but, but you're attractive. So just shut up and keep going. You're going to have everything. I don't need to give you an opportunity,
yeah,
because you're beautiful and you've got everything going for you. And that's not true.
We just put out a sketch, about thoughts on Halloween. Thoughts, like Insta baddies on Halloween.
I'm trying not to chew close to you.
I know, I'm so sorry.
The worst.
I have misophonia, guys. So we just put out a sketch where we dress up in silly costumes, like, you know, whatever, like doing the stupid slutty versions of people, right? Well, our actual costumes are not like, they're pretty modest, honestly. Like, they're not even, yeah.
Right.
And the positions we're in are, like,
not.
Yeah. And Facebook is not letting us boost our post,
mm-hmm.
because they think that we have nudity in it. There's no nudity. And this actually happens to us a lot on Facebook, where we're trying to boost the post and we get denied because of sexually explicit content, which is not, if you look at it, there's nothing.
There's nothing even remotely sexual about it.
No. I was in my head about it because it's like, I don't want to sell sex. Do I have to sell sex? Because that's all that I'm going, it's either.
It feels that way.
No matter what I do, people are going to be reacting to me in a sexual way.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I have to do? Do I like try to live my life like completely hidden? And you know, I've been, you know, professionally for the past couple of years, I've tried to kind of ugly myself down. When I go into work, I don't wear much mm-hmm. makeup. I wear really baggy clothes, but it's actually harmed me professionally. And I look back at my most successes, and it was when I was all dolled up and somebody wanted me to be around them all day long, and so they hired me.
Yeah.
So what do I take from that?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's not like it, I cannot choose to not
mm-hmm.
be this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like 30 pounds heavier. You know what I mean? But to be honestly, like, I can't gain weight and put it away. I can't dye my hair or not wear makeup and put it away. People just think you're being lazy and like cheap and.
So I'll tell you the story about my mother.
Okay.
So I was working at the church. This is right after actually homeless. But anyway, I was working. I think it was. Anyway, I was working at the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in the car one day and, you know, I was trying to experiment with things. Like, I was twisting my hairs, doing different things. I was trying to use what I had, which was not much, to do adventurous, fun things that lightened up my day, whether that was bad frosted pink lipstick or whatever I was finding. I was just, whatever. Mm-hmm. So my mom turns to me and she says, Heidi, you know, I used to think that you dress like this because you didn't want the pastor to hit on you anymore, but he's gone now, honey.
Oh my gosh, that is Charlotte Farron 100. Wow, that is so funny.
Yeah, I love my mom. She says some things to me that are epic, like, Heidi, it's amazing to me that someone so pretty can look so plain.
That is a Southern mom, if I have not.
Heidi, when you wear your glasses, it really changes your whole thing. Take them off.
Mom, I need to read.
How do you brush your hair?
That's just a normal mom thing.
No, my mother had cymbals, and my friends would turn to me and say, Heidi, your mom thinks you need to brush your hair, because she'd be in the corner like this. I love my mother.
Wow, Southern moms.
But that is to say, I didn't even think about it in that context, but I think on some psychological level, I was, because my pastor did legitimately corner me in a choir loft and would hit on me. Like, who tells a 16-year-old girl, don't get close to me, I'm going to get an erection? Like, who, as a pastor, like, how do you do, like, what is going through your head? So I think, my response was, if I make myself small enough, you won't see me anymore. If I cover whatever it is you think you like about me, maybe I can exist in the world without you bothering me.
I've always had an extra fear. I mean, people have told me as well, like, you're a pretty girl, you need to be incredibly careful walking around, like, you have to be so careful, because, and so now I walk through the world being like, wow, this is an attribute that is going to bring danger upon me, and I need to not wear anything or do anything that would ever, like, incite someone to.
Right. But then we're living a life that's ruled by outside sources.
Yeah.
And two things, actually, you're making me think of. So the one was that day at Starbucks that Casey, she walked in, she looked amazing. She had this corduroy skirt on and this hat. And I was like, you look fierce. You look amazing. And she's like, I'm really trying to make an effort to invest in myself.
Yeah. That didn't last long.
No, whatever. We're allowed to live.
Yeah.
Married With, we did a self-defense episode. Y'all should check it out. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And the thing that we learned from Nicole was that confidence, to look people in the eye, to carry yourself with power and confidence, and not be afraid to do and be whatever you want to be in the world, and to show up fully, because that is more intimidating than someone trying to make themselves small. So I wouldn't have thought or said this before the podcast, actually, but I think that there is power in standing in whatever you have to offer.
Yeah.
And not telling yourself that you're not pretty, or telling yourself that I'm too short, too tall, too big, too small, too anything. The things that we do to ourselves to satisfy this quality outsider, I am so guilty of this, and I am guilty of imposing it on other people. It's a survival mechanism.
Yeah.
But I also think that this quote really had me think, and watching Joker, the things that we do to each other, and the way we look at tall poppy syndrome, again, we look at people that have something aspirational or something that we don't think we have.
Yeah.
And we belittle their experience because it's hard for us wherever we are.
Yeah.
Because I look at you and I think you are stunning, drop dead gorgeous. When we watch our videos, I am always looking at you.
That's so funny. I'm always looking at you.
Every time.
We're just in love with each other.
I think so. I'm not kidding. I look at you every time. I couldn't even tell you what I did.
That's so funny. I look at you.
So either we love each other or we hate ourselves.
Yeah.
One of the two.
It could be both.
It could be both. Whatever.
So it makes me go, do I just need to double down on content that makes you excited? And then it made me rethink every other girl that I've ever judged for leaning into her sexuality. Because I go, maybe she just decided not to fight it and to make money from it.
Right, to make money from it until she had enough money that she could do whatever she wanted.
Yeah.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Yeah. Like, sure, like, I can't, like, in our sketches, we take it and we crank it up, you know, 10 notches, and we, like, really play into
Watch
it.
Watch the Get Ready With Me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there is definitely a stark transformation from beginning to end. But when your baseline, when you get a certain reaction from your baseline,
right,
that, I think, is, like, you know. Like,
what do you do?
It's almost like, then why even,
right?
Then why even try to change that? Like, you cannot change that. So, like, you have to walk through life knowing that people are going to react to you in a certain way.
Yeah.
And just accept that. Like, I'm like, do I just accept that, you know, if I go into a business meeting full of men, that the main number one thing in their mind is going to be a consideration for how I'm looking, then they might get past that and listen to what I'm saying or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the top of everybody's mind, even with women, I mean, I have a lot of issues. I have a lot of issues with women, you know, and people who are insecure about themselves, and they have jealousy issues, mm-hmm. and they make it hard for me in workplaces, in casts, everything. And it's like, I never understood. I was like, why? I'm not doing anything. I'm literally not doing anything. I'm nothing but nice to people. And they're insecure and are threatened. Yeah. And they, you know, and they're just going to do that. They're going to react. And there's nothing I can do about that. And if I try to do anything about that, it's only making myself smaller. Mm-hmm. And I'm, it's almost like, then screw it. Then I'm, then fine. Then I'm gonna crank it up to the tens.
Right. Right.
You know, it's just
go
like
from there.
It's just like kind of like, all right, well.
Well, and on the other side of that, I hear you and I feel you. In a lot of the things that I've done, my response has been to Care Bear stare. Like, I'm going to love on you so much, you will have to obliterate that nasty. Yeah. I am going to shine my light so bright from the inside so that it is so bright you can't even, you're like, you're too busy shielding yourself from all the love that you can't waste time on those negative intentions and the nastiest side of our psyche. And
I actually was thinking about you the other day because I was like, because you are so sweet and so kind and such a warm, welcoming place. And I'm not.
That's not true. You really are.
I'm a little less. No, I just like, but I was thinking about that and I was like, is that how you have to behave in order to disarm people? You have to overcompensate, or I would have to be overcompensating so much to disarm people, and from that like my personality of kind of, you know, just being very like blunt and not really, I don't go through that extra effort. There was a time in my life when I did. It's exhausting. Go through that extra effort of disarming people and just like walking through life. If I go, okay, well, if I'm not gonna put in the extra effort to disarm people, I have to just accept that the jealousy or the, you know, the threatening, I just have to accept that I'm gonna come off as threatening to some people. And I'm just gonna have to accept that that's the life I'm gonna live.
Mm-hmm.
And it might close some doors for me. Actually, I feel like it's closed a lot of doors. But I will have to just lean into the doors that it would open, which it's sad because I don't know if I necessarily like those doors.
I think it's probably like a happy medium.
Mm-hmm. I should be a little nicer.
Then I should be a little meaner.
I should. I don't think it's in your person. I think your personality and your disposition is naturally,
I mean,
kind.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I do know that I made a concerted effort. You know, I've walked through some deep mires of poop. And I made a decision a long time ago that I would never let the garbage keep me from trusting in the goodness of goodness and the, and to love, to be able to love a person fully, that I wasn't going to let the garbage of yesterday influence how I looked at tomorrow. Mm. So it was an act of will that I didn't become somebody that hated everything around me.
Yeah.
But that being said, I have also put myself in situations that I should never have been in, and allowed people to think things about me they never should have, because I was too afraid to break their idea of what they thought they could get from me.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of networking. I mean, especially for us, it's like, even with other comedians, it's like such a minefield. Like
we encountered it together.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we cannot go get drinks with somebody because the top of their mind is, can I get one of them to sleep with me? And if not, I'll keep hanging around
until
I can. That is like 90% of my male relationships in LA. Mm-hmm. Is like, I know that they, you know, there's a few that value our friendship first, mm-hmm. but there's definitely something in their mind that is like,
right.
I definitely, given the chance.
Right.
You know.
But I think it takes time, if there are any women watching, I think it takes time to get to that point, to be able to recognize it and really allow yourself to call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
To meet someone in the moment and not snow white away the fact that you're feeling that they're probably interested in more than friendship.
Yeah.
And then you have to decide, one, are you interested in more than friendship? Or two, how can you push this relationship into the friendship zone and still have it function? Or turn tail and walk away before you waste anybody's time or put yourself in what could be a precarious yeah. situation with a total stranger you are not fully aware of what they could or could not do given the opportunity.
Yeah.
That is a very real thing for every, if fathers out there listening, yeah. brothers, that is a piece of education yeah. that I think women need to talk about and find a way to address, because I know there are people that have been attracted to me
yeah.
that I was not attracted to, but I genuinely wanted to be their friend.
Yeah.
So I had to work to find a way to effectively push that relationship into the friend zone and say, I like you, I value you, I'd like to work with you even.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in dating you or available to do that.
Right.
But if you're good, I'm good. And if you could just turn that down a little, we'll be great.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Yeah.
It's a unicorn, but it's unicorn. Possible.
Yeah, we have a few friends that are really good about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which grateful
wonderful.
For.
Yeah.
Really grateful for. And we work with them all the time.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also think, like, it makes it nice to be, like, we make a good team in that way because, like, we can, like, one of us can see what's going on.
Yeah.
And then we have each other to mm-hmm. kind of be like,
I'll help you.
I got yeah.
you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, come stand over here. I ain't gonna leave.
Oh no, we're so tired.
I'm so tired.
We have to go home.
Let's
to
go
sleep.
Home and see sleep. Oh my goodness.
No, but also in that personality way, like, you know, you're so inviting, and then I can be a good stop. You know what I mean?
And vice versa.
Yeah.
This girl, oh my gosh, she is. Like magnetic, like when you yes when she is in a
on.
Setting where she yeah like I everyone in the room wants to talk to you because you're
cool.
such a like firecracker, like, or not a fire, what's the word, you're like a beam, you're like the Hollywood Bowl light, you're like the, that's you.
Yeah, I've definitely learned how to like turn it on and off.
It's really fun because I can just be like y'all just enjoy this. I'm enjoying it too. I'm getting a tan.
I'm like, lipstick, eyelashes, here we go.
Bow!
And then I'm like, I gotta leave.
All right. On that note, I think it's a good topic. That's why I was excited to talk about it because I think
it's
so,
well, it's so
awkward.
It's so awkward to talk about. It's a tough topic.
It is a tough topic, but it's one to talk about because,
yeah,
it matters.
Anyways,
don't dumb yourself down or make yourself less of anything. Yeah. I mean, you do have to know your audience, but also beware of labels and
check. Well, yeah, I guess, like, what's the takeaway? Like, check yourself. Just check yourself. Like, even
what you're giving and what you're getting.
Yeah, check yourself of, like, what you're assuming about a person, too.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I think my next goal is to be, like, comfortable enough with myself and not feel scared walking around by myself in public dressed like a normal person.
Right. Yeah.
Sure. I'm, like, not even there yet, you know?
Yeah, no, I feel... Casey.
Huh.
I used to think you dressed that way so the pastor wouldn't hit on you.
I do. That's why. That is why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is why. I don't want to be talked... I don't want to be in the grocery store and somebody talk to me. I don't. And guess what happens when I don't look like this and I walk around? People want to talk to me.
I know.
But I think I just need to move into a space where I'm like, I need to be prepared for that and find a way to disarm that and then...
Rape whistle. Hey, do you know where the eggs are? Hey, this is my favorite. Hey, I'm a manager. No, really, legit, you can look me up. I'm a manager. You're an actor, aren't you? Do you want work?
Right.
On that note, be good to yourself, be good to others. If you're the person saying something about somebody else, think about how that would feel for you. And if you're telling yourself every day that you're not beautiful, stop it. And if you're shortchanging people that you think are beautiful, stop that too. And let's just take care of each other and stop doing stupid things. Right?
I like that. Take care of each other.
Let's take care of each other.
Take care of one another.
We're in it together. Literally.
Okay. The ugliest. Okay. Adios.
Mwah!